This is Earth and Sky for Sunday, February 29th. A year, the time between two of your birthdays, is just one orbit of Earth around the Sun. A day is how long Earth takes to spin once on its axis.
There's no reason why there should be an even number of days in a year, a whole number of spins for every orbit of Earth around the Sun. And that's why we need a leap year, to keep the days of our calendar in step with Earth's motion in space. The first leap year came in the year 45 BC. Julius Caesar recognized the length of the seasonal year to be about 365 days and 6 hours. The extra 6 hours add up to a day every 4 years. Caesar added the extra day to his calendar in February, because in his calendar, March 1st was considered New Year's Day.
The Julian calendar, named for Julius Caesar, worked well for centuries, but Earth really takes 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and about 45 seconds to make one orbit around the Sun. 16 centuries after Caesar, Pope Gregory XIII adopted a more accurate calendar, the one we use today.
The Gregorian calendar omits leap years in all century years, except those divisible by 400. So 1900 wasn't a leap year, but 2000 was.
Special thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.